I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Wednesday, March 4th. And Burns, fresh off an Oscar win, we have a big name coming to Stillwater.
Yes. In fact, the OSU Student Speakers Board has great timing because they're bringing the rapper Common to campus, rapper and actor, just on the heels of his winning an Academy Award, an Oscar, for the original Best Original Song, Glory, from the movie Selma. He performed the song with John Legend. He also starred in the movie as a 1960s civil rights movement leader, James Bevel. And in addition to Common's stardom on stage and is both a musician and an actor, he's the founder of the Common Ground Foundation. It's a nonprofit with a mission to expose underserved inner city youth to the new opportunities through the creative arts. And we're excited that our students are going to be inspired by his insight and his use of music to spark social change. And I'm looking forward to interviewing him while he's on campus for Inside OSU. And so we encourage everybody to come on tomorrow night, Thursday at 7 p.m. in Gallagher Iba Arena to listen to Common.
And Burns, warmth hasn't been in the air of late in Oklahoma, but creativity is always in the air here. And there is a special award going out to an OSU professor and a big event later this month in Oklahoma City, all involving creativity.
You're exactly right. We're really proud and pleased that OSU Assistant Professor of Painting and Drawing Liz Roth has been named a fellow of the Da Vinci Institute. The Da Vinci Institute mission is to promote a statewide creative renaissance through lectures, workshops, professional development, research, and advocacy. Dr. Roth has earned national and international acclaim for her work. She's actually the artist in residence at the Grand Canyon National Park, as well as other locations. In addition to the Da Vinci Institute's banquet later this month, the 2015 Creativity World Forum is scheduled for March 31st in Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma State is playing a big part in that forum. We've worked hard to show the world that Oklahoma is a creative state, and I think we're really making progress. Our state was named a hub of creativity and innovation in North America by the International Districts of Creativity Network. And about 10 years ago, a small group of people, and I was included in that, began focusing on creativity here in Oklahoma to promote it and celebrate it. And from the effort, an organization called Creative Oklahoma was born that's headed up by Susan McCalmont. And it really is putting Oklahoma on a world stage as a center for creativity and innovation in North America. We're going to have delegations from 13 different regions from around the world coming to Oklahoma City for a week-long visit. And they'll see how Oklahomans are using their ideas to impact schools, workplaces, the nonprofit communities, and other nooks and crannies all across our state. The title of that forum is All Our Futures, Ideas That Matter. So I hope everybody will look into that. As I say, it's scheduled for March 31st, and I'm looking forward to attending as well.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.